Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com. This is the podcast version of The Michael Van Tool Show. The program is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Brenda Davis of The Realtor That Moves You, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate, and, of course, Hallway Industrial Cleaning, White Glove Clean. And guess what? The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Please excuse my voice. I am struggling with a sore throat this morning, but good morning to our listening audience and good morning to our amazing team.
Amazing, Evangelist. You are such a fighter. I mean, you no matter what comes up against you, you know, she is a fighter and you'll be out here doing what you got to do. Are you going to be speaking this morning at Greater at Pentecostal?
No, not today. Not today. If I had to, I don't know if I would be able to push because of the way my vocal cords are treating me this morning.
You're my hero. Well, we're going to try not to have have you talk too much, and we're not going to do that to you this morning. We'll keep that in mind. So thank you for joining on the line, part of the Sunday morning team. Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning to Detroit. I was having technical difficulties this morning on my phone, amen? But thank God we got it together. How are you guys this morning, amen?
We are doing just fine, and what a beautiful day this is. Can't wait till we get to weather and find out what's in store for us, but what a beautiful morning it is today.
Yes.
Let me tell you, the feedback from, you know, I've been focusing on where to go on vacation. This is vacation time right now. Kimberly and I recorded the broadcast version this morning on the Praise Network and got a lot of good feedback. I've been getting a lot of attention. We're going to talk about places to go on vacation. We're going to help people because you got to get out. Got to get out. You know, COVID, we're trying to get over with COVID. Things are a little bit better. But we got to get out, and we got to get out of Detroit, go on vacation, enjoy yourself, breathe the air, relax, and enjoy. We've all been working very hard. We've all been cooped up in the house lately. It's time to get out. We've got some ideas for vacation. I would like to hear your ideas and your favorite places and where do you think we should go. So the Sunday morning team will tackle that this morning. Of course, we're going to have news and weather coming up too. Let me just mention a few of the supporters of the program. Of course, you know, the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. I would not be on the radio in the, I would not be on. I wouldn't have been on since 2019 if it wasn't for the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. I really appreciate and thank my good friend, yeah. Attorney Johnny Hawkins. Yes, the warrior lawyer, one of the top black trial lawyers in the country, a personal injury specialist, and somebody who fights for you, cares for what you're going through, who is sincere and who's honest. And we call him the warrior lawyer because he will fight for you. His number is 248-567-9990. Again, 248-567-9990. And, you know, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, let me tell you, I'm supposed to be retired, but I formed Michigan Ocean Strategy Group officially about 8 years ago and moved into my new offices here at Northwestern and Evergreen. And there are three things that we do: radio advertising, production, and hosting. Number two, business consulting, and number three, political consulting. So if you're thinking about running, if you want to learn the basics, what to say, where to go, how to dress, how to be taken seriously, if you need a manager, treasurer, advisor, spokesperson, consultant, speechwriter, call Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300. Really, I tell you, I can only handle one more candidate. So if you are a candidate out there right now, if you're streaming online and listening, or you're listening on the phone, if you're a candidate, you're thinking about running, I can't handle too many candidates. I'm only one person. I can only handle one more candidate. I can be your manager, treasurer for the next campaign or this year or for next year. So call me as soon as possible because I don't have any more space. I have space for one more client, okay? All right, here's the number. 248-516-8300. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey or the Michael Van Tool Show, call me at this number also, 248-516-8300. And guess what, Sunday morning team? You know, don't forget, Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey is the fifth Sunday on the Praise Network every fifth Sunday. So if five Sundays fall in the month, Missionary Humphrey will be on that Sunday. So we're looking forward. So not only does she have the second and fourth Sundays here on the podcast, but she has her own half hour on the fifth Sunday. So we do have a fifth Sunday coming up in May. So she'll be on with us then. All right, we're going to take a station break when we come. Yes, isn't that, I mean, look, at 94 years old, Missionary Humphrey.
She's still moving and grooving.
Still on the radio. Ain't that something? God,
that's right.
He is a amazing God. God is amazing. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
All right, we are back. We had some technical difficulties with some of the commercial network playing here, but we're back and we'll try to get that together for you in a few minutes because I wanted to hear from Attorney Johnny Hawkins. I wanted to hear from Ram Insurance and Financial Services. we'll get that together. All right, in the news this morning, you know, I wanted to focus on some good things this morning, some happy things. I wanted to talk about vacations. We're going to talk about that, but unfortunately, I do have to start off with some bad news. The massacre at the Buffalo supermarket, the deadliest in the United States this year. Witnesses say there were bodies everywhere. Gunmen embracing a white supremacist ideology opened fire yesterday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York, killing 10 people and wounding 3. The mass shooting was the deadliest in the U.S. this year and among a spate of racist attacks in recent years. The suspect, Peyton S. Gendron, 18 years old, had driven more than 200 miles to stage the attack, and he live-streamed it as he fired at shoppers and store employees. He was arrested at the store and pleaded not guilty in a brief court appearance. Excuse me. You know, around 2:30 p.m., as shoppers filled the Tops supermarket, the suspect arrived wearing body armor, tactical gear, and a helmet with a video camera attached. He carried an assault rifle with an anti-black slur written on the barrel and began firing in the parking lot. 3 victims were killed in the parking lot before he even got inside the restaurant, where he shot and killed 7 more. Unbelievable. The hate in
yes.
this world, the hate in this country. And then just the day before, 21 people were injured in shootings in downtown Milwaukee. 21 people were injured in shootings in downtown Milwaukee. 11 people were in custody. 10 guns were recovered. It was like a shootout, like the old West.
Mm-hmm.
10 guns were recovered, and all the victims are expected to survive. And it happened near the Deer District and Water Street in Milwaukee following the Milwaukee Bucks game 6 playoff game. The mentality in this country. And then yet the Republicans have the nerve to bring up these old division issues every time an election comes up. We're facing mass shootings in this country, and they got to keep picking on gay people, abortion, interracial marriage, all that kind of stuff every time we have an election, when we've got other real more important things to deal with, like mass shootings. I tell you, you know, if they, one of their relatives were involved, was a victim, it would be a whole different story. All right, let me move on.
Yes, it would.
NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Germany while Finland and Sweden make moves to join the U.S.-led military alliance. Finnish leaders have announced that they will seek membership in NATO pending parliamentary approval, despite Russia's threats of possible retaliation. They better join NATO. On Saturday, Russia cut its electricity supply to Finland. You don't think this guy is serious? Vladimir Putin is very dangerous person, and we cannot Biden and any other U.S. president after Biden better deal with Vladimir Putin very tough. And at some point, I know people don't want to face it here in this country, but at some point we're going to have to go up against Russia, because if we don't, we're going to end up like World War II. What happened? They kept appeasing and apologizing and trying to be nice to Hitler. Oh, let's be nice. I mean, you had people going, flying to Berlin to shake his hand and be friends with him and welcome him. And he kept taking over country after country, killing and killing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the same situation. And I wish that people would take this more seriously. You cannot do anything else to make this guy happy. You're not gonna make him happy. And why are we trying to appease him and make him feel better? Oh, we don't want to do this. We don't want to upset. He's already upset. He's already crazy. Anyway, all right, let me move on. Ukraine's head of military intelligence claims he believes that a coup to remove Russian President Vladimir Putin is already underway in Russia. I hope so. And he thinks that this war is likely to be over by the end of the year. Speaking to Sky News, Major General Budanov said that he was optimistic about Russia's defeat, suggesting that the loss would lead to Putin being removed from power. It will eventually lead to a change of Russian in the Russian Federation. This process has already been launched. When asked if a coup was underway, he told Sky News, yes, they are moving in this way and it's impossible to stop. I hope so. I hope it's true that they are planning on removing somehow, any way possible, remove him from power. All right. Kimberly, let's go with you. What do you have? I know it's probably a little bit lighter than what I just read.
Yes, it's much lighter than what you just read. Students write adorable letters on behalf of shelter animals to boost adoptions, and it works. I want to give us a scripture to think about as I read this story. 1 John 3:18, Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Their handwritten personalized notes resulted in skyrocketing adoption rates for the pooches least likely to get adopted in the Virginia capital. No human could resist a plea like, if you adopt me, I hope I will brighten up your Sundays like the sun. You'll be my Sunday special, and I hope I'll be yours. Kinsey Jones, a second grade teacher at St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Richmond, is also a volunteer at Richmond Animal Care and Control. She needed to come up with an idea for a writing assignment and had the idea to try and boost adoption rates by giving the dogs their own advocacy voice. The idea just came to me to connect persuasive writing with these adoptable pets that need a forever home, Jones told the Washington Post, adding that it was a way that I could make their writing real for the students and actually make an impact on the world and our Richmond community. She pitched the idea to the shelter's manager, Christy Peters, who thought it was wonderful. This particular shelter sees a high adoption rate of about 3 weeks. Animals with medical problems can take much longer, and face being euthanized if the problem is serious enough. To Jones, the kids nearly cheered at the news that their new assignment would be focused on helping 23 dogs and one cat get adopted. Hi, my name is Cody. I would love to be adopted, one student wrote. I would like a loving, caring family with a big fenced-in yard. Please be my owner. This kind of representation, pinned in colorful drawings and letters to the animals' crates, was a huge success. And 21 of the 24 hard-to-adopt animals found new homes before long. All dogs deserve a loving home, a St. Michael's second grader, Danielle Petras, told the Post. I am so very happy to be able to help neglected animals find great forever families. Again, you talk so much about the mass shooting, about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, and what's happening around the world. And if we just merely show our love for one another, we can truly change things for the better.
Great. Thank you so much. What a feel-good story there, Kimberly. Thank you, Lifestyle Editor. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. I think her line dropped off. All right, Chaplain. Okay. Yep, Chaplain Kathy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. Good morning. I want to go back and say shout out to the missionary. Amen. Whether she's on or not, I want her to know that we definitely shout her out here on Blog Talk
Amen.
Radio. Amen. I don't want her to not know that, but I want to just say to the joint and to the people that there is a message for you today. And that message is establishing peace before you get to where you're going. That way you don't have to search for peace when you get there. Amen. When we're at home, it is important for us to go to God, to pray. Amen. And ask God to be our guide as we go throughout our day. Amen. So I just wanted to put that on your lap today, establishing peace before you get to where you're going. That way, when you get there, you don't have to search for it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
All.
You know, you are so right. You know, one thing I found out as I'm getting older is that I like peace of mind. And you know, when you're around people that are cause confusion, disagreement, and you know, you could feel it when they're around, and because something
yes.
always goes wrong, they always bring up something, they're always starting something, and I'm so tired of that. I had to let some people go around me when I realized how much. I just stood and listened one day to each of them and what they were saying and how much confusion and the distraction and the damage that they cause when they speak, you know? Do inventory. Every year or so, just do an inventory of the people around you and see what are they saying. You know, don't you know some people that every time you speak to them, it's a problem? Those are people. They got this cloud of distrust and around them. That cloud follows them wherever they go. I know some people. Every time any group of people they go around, that group wants to flush them out, wants to put them out. Then it happens over and over, and you after a while you see it. They're the problem, not everybody else. They're the problem.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Let me go on to Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I apologize for that. My call just failed.
Well, you know what? You're a fighter. You don't let nothing deter you like that. With, you know, if we ever go to war, I want you in my unit.
That's right. I got your back.
Inspiration, yeah. Like Mike, go ahead. You go first. You know, Mike, come on, let's go. We're gonna do this. We gotta go up this hill.
This.
You know, you motivate me. I'm like, what?
Right.
How she get me to agree to go out front? You know, that's good. You inspiration. Go right ahead.
We got to do what we have to do because all of the news that you shared this morning, and thank you, Kimberly, for your feel-good story, because we need some encouragement today with all of the crazy things that are going on in the world. You know, my godmother lives in Buffalo, New York, so I thank God for their safety. But we need some hope. We need some love. So I was thinking about Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse, and you've heard many preachers speak about it. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We need some help.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. That sounds like Bishop Kathy there. I need some help up in here.
Right. Yeah. We need help in every aspect of our lives. We go outside, you look amazing. You're dressed up, you look beautiful, but we are dealing with things in our lives that we need help with, whether it be something mental, something spiritual, something stressing, something that's causing us pain, sickness, ailments, the war that is going on, the attack on Ukraine, the attack on our people that they call the minority. But I don't know about you. I don't consider myself a minority. I'm a part of the majority because I'm a king's kid. But the attack, racism that is going on in the world, we need help. And God has positioned us to be able to receive help. We just have to come before him boldly to obtain mercy and to obtain grace in the time of need. He didn't say in that particular scripture whatever the need was. So it is applicable to every need in our lives that he will give us grace to help us in the time of need. So may your day be filled with love that only comes from above. May your day be filled with joy, unspeakable joy, and full of his glory. May your day be filled with peace that only God can give. May your day be filled with understanding and not road rage. May your day be filled with wisdom and knowledge to navigate through life. May your day be filled with kindness. Let you show it and let it be shown unto you. May your day will be filled with praise and gratefulness for another day that God has allowed you to see. May your day be filled with prayer so that you can make it through the day, because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. It is the month of May, so wake up every day and command your day to be filled with the blessings of the Lord and not the opposite. Those are my thoughts.
Yes,
for Alan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What we needed this morning, I tell you.
That's right.
I don't know about you all, but I get a headache trying to figure out how people can hate so much. I don't understand it. I did not grow up in that type of an environment. You know, I can't even imagine how you can just go out and hate like that, to go kill somebody over something trivial as taking a parking space, cutting in front of them in line at the doctor's office.
Right.
You know, people have been shot and killed over little things like that, taking the last can of soup in the supermarket. I'm not making this stuff up. People have it has happened in this city. I don't understand the hate.
For being black. Just being black.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The biggest terrorist in this country is an angry white man. And I wish this country would acknowledge it more and accept the fact that it's not the Russians, it's not a Palestinian, it's not somebody from the Middle East. It's a white male from Illinois, from Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Alabama, Mississippi. That's the problem. You see what this guy said in Buffalo was that we're taking over. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's driving this. And don't let this MAGA crowd fool you. The basis of all that is to be in opposition to us.
Yes.
Right.
Let me keep things going before I get bogged down.
Hey, Mike.
Excuse me, Reverend Van Tool.
Yes, sir.
Now, what is it about our beautiful skin, our intelligence, our ability to thrive in tumultuous situations? What is it about us that they're threatened by?
You just said it.
Is it
you
because
just said it.
Is it because
it's the beautiful
we have
skin?
The,
it's the artistic nature. We are, we're talented. We are. Didn't the math and science begin in Africa? The alphabet, number system.
And so did literature.
That's what it's all
and
about.
So did literature and art. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The fear of us making progress.
The first man
and
the first woman came from Africa.
Yes. And despite all of the stuff that we've had to put, that we've been through, in all these hundreds of years, despite slavery, despite the colonization of Africa, despite the colonization of black countries in the Caribbean, we still are making progress Henrietta Ivy, good morning, Sunday morning team, our home care advocate and political analyst. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning,
good morning.
Detroit. Forgive me for my lateness, but I had a pretty bad allergy attack last night, right in the middle of the night, and I had to end up taking some Benadryl. So here I am.
We're glad you're here.
Amen.
And I was just saying this morning, Henrietta, that, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the Praise Network this morning, but we did mention you and that we know that you wanted to be on that program so bad because we did tape a program. And I got me and Henrietta and Kimberly taped the program for this morning's Praise Network. And they called me Thursday evening afternoon to say, guess what, Mike? The taping did not happen. We just got pieces and parts of it, but it has to be redone. So we were going to redo it the next morning, and Henrietta was not available to do it. But we did mention you this morning. But guess what, Henrietta? We are going to talk about it this morning on the show.
Okay.
So everything that you wanted to say, we're going to be able to say it in a few minutes because we're going to talk about options,
okay,
where to go this summer for vacation. And I posted it on three of my Facebook pages. I've been getting such a response. I even got a response from Cuba saying, why didn't I mention Cuba? So I'm going to talk about Cuba this morning, but we got a great response. Yes. So, but we're just finishing up going around with the round table here before we go to weather. But Henrietta, I just want you to just update us on things and what's on your mind this morning.
You know what? I just happened to chime in and listen to you guys speaking about, and I'm thinking apparently the hatred. I don't want to say hatred, but why is black people so? I want to use the word targeted. And I'm listening
yes,
to
because
your
you know we were talking about the Buffalo incident where the race another
absolutely
white male racist drove hundreds of miles to Buffalo to shoot and kill 10 people in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Well, you know that everything you guys were saying was absolute, especially, and Kim nailed it with the first black man and woman. That has been a problem for the Caucasian race for a minute. Since they've always had a problem because they knew. But let me say this. Anytime that, you know, when the young man who just got off for killing a protester and went to court and cried his way out of a life sentence or a death sentence, it has set the tone for every, I would say, Caucasian male full of hate and want to protect this country, which don't belong to them anyway. It has set a tone. And me and Michael, we talked about that before, that when that young man got off of that case, when he was acquitted, we said it on the Sunday morning team. It is about to set a tone, and it has started. And the fact that that man walked away with his life still, he was captured and wasn't killed, sets a tone. Let me be clear. You cannot be a brown man, a black man, a yellow man, or a red man and go do some mess like that and get captured and be carried away alive. It will never happen for
true
us. The fact that
true
he was able to be captured with guns and weapons on him and was not murdered, it still sets the
right
tone. They will protect their own. It don't matter what they do. It is very unfortunate that 10 people lost their lives because someone had the audacity to wake up and say, you know what, I'm tired. I'm going to go kill these, whatever he may have called us, and went and did it and was captured alive. Now, you let a black man get the notion to go to somewhere geared up in army gear, he's going to be considered armed and dangerous. Proceed with caution. What that means simply is, if you kill him, good luck. That's the best. That's what we want you to do. When they use the word proceed with caution, armed and dangerous, that sets the tone for every law enforcement or law enforcement person when it comes to a colored person or a person of color. That if you have to shoot them dead, we understand. This is getting out of control. Our country is letting us know what they really feel about us. Ever since the Trump era happened, it is not going to stop. And I will say this until God clean it up. And that is the bottom line. We're going to go through some very difficult times in this world right now, and it's going to get worse. All
you know,
I
after
is
coming,
under the blood of God,
you're right.
And he said, keep ourselves prayed up.
Yes, and after coming through 8 years of Barack Obama and a scandal-free presidency, I thought that this country was moving in a good direction. You know, a lot of white people voted for Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought we had turned the corner and we were making progress. But you know what? There was another group that hated to see a black family in the White House. They hated that a black man was representing this country, that was representing them. And they have not let it go since. And the hate mongers, the racists, the militants, they've all come out of the woodwork now. And, you know, President Obama was such a pleasant, nice guy. You know, he did not do any – I thought he was too nice. You know, there were a lot of things – he could have been tougher. He could have said some things, you know. And they – so this just lets me know. It's not about – if it was his color. It, that's the only thing they didn't like because he did not do anything against them at all. He never did anything.
Nope.
He never did any no policies to hurt white people. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do anything against them. And they still hated him. So that just lets you know. Even you cannot keep doing stuff just to please other people. It's not going to work.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to work. All right. Let me say this before. Bishop Hoskins, Power of Faith Ministries. He has a prayer line. A lot of people are not going to church. I got to get back to church myself because I stopped from COVID, and I promised my pastor that I'll be in. He's out of town right now, but he said, Mike, I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I told him I'll be there in the front row as soon as you get back. So I'm going back to church in a couple weeks. They're having live services again. But Power of Faith Ministries, they have a prayer line, and it's Sundays, and you can call them this morning since we get off the line. Here's the number, and I'll give it out again. Bishop Hoskins is a good friend of mine, good friend of the ministry, good friend with Missionary Humphrey and I. The number for his prayer line is 605-468-8012, 605-468-8012. And then the access code is 562-348-POUND. Access code is 562-348-POUND for Power of Faith. And with Bishop Hoskins, his prayer line. I'm going to definitely start getting on that prayer line myself. All right. It's time for the weather. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. It is 64 degrees. The sun is shining, and it is a beautiful day despite all the things that are going on in the world. Today's high will be 85 degrees. I wish
wow.
I had help
on. Oh, my goodness. This, I can't wait to get out there today. I'm going to be outside all afternoon.
Lord. Yes. Let me switch
that's
the outfit
right.
I was going to put on.
You know,
now
Kimberly,
Sunday afternoon
you could,
will
wait
be
a minute.
Much
you
warmer.
Could stop right
high.
There.
Yes,
you could stop right there, and you—that's it. We're happy. We're
yeah,
happy
I
already.
Know, but I have to let you know we're going to get thunderstorms
okay.
later.
Okay. Today.
Yes, today. Today. But okay. So listen. So Sunday afternoon will be much warmer with highs near 85 degrees. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm is possible by 3 p.m. and afterward. So if you want to get outside and enjoy, try to get out before 3 o'clock and do what you need to do and enjoy your day, because after that, there is a possibility of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. There's a better chance of more widespread showers and thunderstorms Sunday night and early Monday. And there's a marginal risk of strong to severe storms with heavy downpours, frequent lightning, or damaging wind and hail. So be on the lookout for that. So our high today will be 85, our low will be 56, and we're expecting scattered thunderstorms by 3 p.m. and afterwards. Tomorrow, we will drop in temperature, but our high will be 70. Our low will be 49. Expect more scattered showers. On Tuesday, the sun returns. It will be sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 46. On Wednesday, scattered showers return with a high of 63 and a low of 51. On Thursday, we start cranking it back up. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 75 and a low of 62. On Friday, more scattered showers with a high of 81 and a low of 63. And on Saturday, more scattered showers with a high of 74 and a low of 64. And that's the weather.
Absolutely. Well, I'm loving it now. I'm loving it. You got lost with me after a while.
When you got to the scattered showers, your health went away.
We forgot about the
area umbrella this week, guys.
Yes,
that's great. Great, great news. Would you believe it's 9:41 already? Unbelievable.
Right.
Let's get to this our vacation stuff real quickly here. Let me just do something real quick here. I've been trying to some part of the network has not been working too well this morning, and I'm not able to play my commercials, unfortunately.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, rent, insurance, and financial services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. I want to thank those of you who are joining on the phone right now. And those of you who are listening to us on blogtalkradio.com, you know you can just click onto my promo photo with the tuxedo. Just click onto that, and it takes you right to the program live. So thank you for joining us. And I wish I could see all the people that are streaming online, but I appreciate that you guys are listening. And, you know, you can listen to this version all week until we cut a new show next Sunday morning. All right, we've got some ideas for you. And, Kimberly and I, we gave our opinion this morning on the Praise Network. So I do want to hear from the rest of the Sunday morning team. But I did want to start it off by saying that some of my favorite places, and I've been to these places, so I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. Encourage you, if you're deciding on where to go for vacation, you can go now. Let me just say that, like I said this morning, Kimberly, go now. Don't wait until you're 70, 80, 90 years old. Don't wait until you retire and go. Me and Mrs. Van Tool went to Hawaii a few years ago, and we were on a tour bus. And we were we were the youngest people on the tour bus. And when people got off, we had to help some of the people get off the bus. They got off with canes, walkers, oxygen tanks. You know, it, and it's like, how could you enjoy all that? All you can do now is just sit there and look. So I encourage people, go now. Yeah, it may cost you. You know, I blew up some credit cards going on some of these vacations. But, you know, I paid for it when I came back because, you know, I'm probably, I think I'm still paying for some of some stuff I took 10 years ago. I think I'm still paying. I think some of them, they told me to cut my card up or something. But, you know, I went and enjoyed it. Places like Panama City, and those, you all know I was born there, but Panama City just rises up out of Central America. You know, you're driving and driving for hundreds, thousands of miles, and all of a sudden, here's Panama City, skyscrapers, underground garages, condos, banks. It's just out of in the clear blue, out the jungles of Panama. Here comes Panama City. It's one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Go to Panama, and it's like a poor country, but you couldn't tell from Panama City. Do you know most of the money that flows through between the U.S. and South America runs through Panama? It's a banking giant. If you only knew Panama, Bermuda. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how beautiful Bermuda. Have you all been to a botanical garden? Botanical garden is just a garden with just flowers, acres and acres of flowers. Yeah. They got one in Ann Arbor. But
they have one in Atlanta too.
Yeah, that's what Bermuda looks like from the air. You know, and it's not in the Caribbean. It's 750 miles east of the Carolinas, out in the middle of the ocean. And as you're flying, as the plane lands, you're looking down and you see all these trees and flowers and colors. That's all you see is colors. Mm-hmm. And you can see the bottom of the ocean because the water is so clear. You could see the sand at the bottom of the ocean. That's how clean it is. You know, especially after leaving New York City, all the dirt and grime and the water, the dark, nasty waters. And then you fly, and a few hours later, you're getting ready to land, and you're looking down like, how can we land on that little island? It's only 23 miles long in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The speed limit is 25 miles an hour. They have these little winding roads. And take some money when you go. Trust me, the cost of living there is so high. A hamburger combo, I forgot how much. I think it's $20-something dollars to get a hamburger, fry, and a Coke. It's very expensive there. But try Bermuda. Try Aruba, the Virgin Islands. Mexico, just got back from Mexico, Playa del Carmen. If you looked on Facebook, that little photo I took, that was that video is from Playa del Carmen, the beaches south of Cancun in Mexico. So take a look at that when you get a chance, getting some great response from that. So let's hear from Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, who every week she's flying somewhere. So what are some of your favorite places?
Now, I haven't been to Aruba. I'd like to go. I want to know what's happening over there. And I'd like to know islands, but I've visited, you know, some of the basic places, not as fancy as Reverend Michael Van Tool. but I did have an amazing time in the DR, and I felt some type of way because once you leave outside the gate, it's a whole different world in the actual city. But I had an amazing time in the DR. It was absolutely beautiful. And I actually enjoyed myself in Jamaica, too. There are some beautiful places over in Jamaica as well. Years ago, I cannot wait to get back. I did have a chance to go to England. And we were so close to Paris. I'm like, take me over there. But we had such a tight schedule.
we were on tour, so we couldn't get over to Paris because we had a concert every single night we were on tour. So I am longing to get back to Paris just to see the beautiful scenery, the beautiful buildings and things like that. But the best place that you could ever be is not one specific place. It's a place of peace in your mind.
Yeah.
And a place where there's water and beautiful sand.
Yes.
That's why
look at the video, Evangelist. Did you see the video I posted on Facebook? Take a look at that video. There's no sound to it. It's very quiet. I mean, there is. I had the sound on, but you could see how quiet it was. And you just described the video I posted on social media this weekend. You just described it. It's on the beach, water, the sun, palm trees, and it was quiet in the sand. So take a look at it when you get a chance after service today. Yeah.
But you know what? I'll just say this last thing. I recommend, you know, I do recommend going over to, you know, different islands, you know, Bahamas and all of that. But there's some really beautiful places right here in the United States. So I suggest that we explore here and overseas before it is too late. Get your passport together.
Yes.
And just every month this year, I have gone somewhere. And it's not out of the country, but every month I have gone somewhere.
Okay, well, here's a question
a nice
for you, Evangelist. Since you're always on the go, tell us some places or place that you did not expect to enjoy so much when, you know, it's the cities here in the U.S.
Let's see. So far this year, so I used to go to Chicago as a kid all the time.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
We actually went in, and I'm like, it's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. I am not going to enjoy this. But I actually had a lovely time, and I didn't realize how many beaches Chicago has.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I didn't realize it because I went as a kid, so we didn't get to do all of that. My grandparents, they were into a different type of lifestyle. So I didn't realize that it had so many beaches, and I didn't realize the Macy's had all those levels. Okay, that's a different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
For another
oh,
time.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy my time in Chicago last month.
You just mentioned that. I don't know how many levels of – you just go up the escalator, and it's endless, the different stories, the floors – at Macy's in Chicago. Isn't that something? Michigan Avenue is stay away unless you got your pocketbook with you. I told Kimberly yesterday too on Thursday that I used to go to Chicago for the Salvation Army annual conferences every year and used to stay in those big hotels downtown Chicago, like the Congress. They were huge. And they have some legendary historic hotels in Chicago. And they used to have those steak places for almost like $5, you got a steak, a baked potato, and a salad. They used to have tons of those places back in the early 80s, late 70s and early 80s. So, yeah, Chicago, I think that's my favorite town, Chicago. All right. Thank you, Evangelist Christy. Chaplain Kathy, let's hear from you, some of your favorite places. And on your bucket list, where do you want to go?
Well, I would have to say Chicago. I love downtown Chicago. I love how it's set up. I love the water. I love the boats. I love the people that were there. They're very friendly. And some of them, in most cases, were very energetic. However, I would encourage folk who have never been to Detroit to come to Detroit.
There's a lot
of places in Detroit that you could go and sightsee, that are beautiful, We have the Detroit Science Center where you can bring your children. And the list will go on and on with the things that you can actually do in Detroit and get a feel of Detroit, of some of the things that it used to be into its transition into what it is now. So my bucket list would be to get some people to come to Detroit and see some of the stuff that we actually have in Detroit, not based on all that we have done, but everything that we're continuing to do. God bless you all today.
That's great. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because let me tell you, why you think so many people are coming back to Detroit? Why do you think so many suburbanites and so many Caucasians are coming back to this city?
Yeah.
Because there is a lot to do here. The water is here. The Detroit River, that is so valuable. You know, that's the number one destination for Americans, water.
Yeah.
And if we can get near water, that's what, you know. And then we have the architecture.
Yes.
Just go look around some of these older buildings. You see, it's artwork. They built these buildings in Detroit. Go downtown and see the artwork of some of those buildings, the skyscrapers downtown, and how they were made. The houses. When a thunderstorm comes through, the thunderstorms are no match for houses in Detroit. These houses were built solid brick. Copper piping, hard wood surfaces. When a strong wind comes by, these houses, it reminds me, you build your house on solid rock, not on sinking sand. Houses are, don't let me get to preaching up in here. These houses are built on solid rock. Underground is sinking sand. Okay, let me move on. Evangelist, Henrietta Ivy, we got to go to you because I know you got a lot to say, because we tried to do this Thursday and we couldn't do it. So go ahead.
Thank you, Michael. You know my bucket list is and Christy mentioned it. I want to go to Paris. That is a bucket list, because I love the fact that when you go there, it's a city of love. I want to feel that allure of why everybody go there, and they feel this sense of in loveness and beauty, and it's just magical. So that's one of my top 10 bucket lists of places to visit is Paris. And I also want to hit the motherland. I want to go to Africa. I want to step down and feel the spirituality of the land that which I was created. You know, I want to feel the love and of the first black man and black woman, as Kim mentioned earlier. I want to feel that power. You know, I want to become in tune with some of these countries that offer spirituality and love and just this overwhelmingness of beauty. And Africa is one of them. I have visited Chicago, and like Stephen said, I love downtown Chicago. I love the rail system in Chicago. I love the food, and the food there is just amazing. I want to just hit a lot of the Virgin Islands, Cuba, Aruba, Bora. You know, definitely got to hit Jamaica. Got to get set down on there, meet me some of them beautiful men down there. I just got to do that. Got to do it. When you think about, you know, having travels in your life, I agree with you, Michael, and I agree with you, Christy. Get your passports together. Start thinking about some places you want to, you know, go and visit. And there are a lot of places within Michigan to visit. Michigan have a lot of beautiful spots to visit. I mean, a lot. So I would say I'm going to start there and then take my little map and draw my little line to the next destination. That's my bucket list. I'm going to get a lot of travel in starting this year. And I don't know if I'll hit Paris this year, but I will start with, you know, in Michigan and move my way up.
Great. We appreciate that. And since we mentioned about getting your passport or updating your passport, also when you are overseas or out of the city, make sure You keep your bags close by you when you're at the airport. When you get to your destination, don't get caught up and get mixed up in something. Be careful who comes up and approaches you at these some of these places. You know, because when you break their laws, it's not like here where you get they may fine you. Something might not even happen. You may just have to appear in court and the judge will let you go. But let me tell you, if you do something very simple as tearing down, writing graffiti, some of their punishments are severe in some of these countries. They'll go back to the Stone Ages. I mean, you can be caned. You can be whipped. You know, 50 lashes, 100 lashes. You know, some people have died from some of these punishments, lashes in some of these countries, and worse. You got to be careful going overseas, and you may get away with stuff here, but some of these countries you will not get away with it, and you will be hoping that the U.S. Embassy comes to bail you out and get you out of there. There are a lot of delayed flights, postponed flights nowadays, and ever since COVID, rental car agencies have depleted their fleets. They're not as big a fleet of cars available as they used to because not that many people are traveling, so they run out of cars now to rent. So keep that in mind. Make sure you have enough money and cash when you go on vacation. You don't want to get stranded somewhere. Make sure that everybody in your party has cash and credit cards. So the busy season is coming up. I would be careful going on cruises right now because even though COVID is trying to, it was doing okay for a minute. Now COVID is coming back, but you got to be careful. I don't think I would go on any cruise. But Henrietta, yes, I would like to go to Africa. I don't know what country. I was worried that, I'm always worried about going somewhere and there's trouble, like the Middle East. And I don't want to go somewhere and next thing you know, you're looking out your Marriott hotel and there's tanks and stuff rolling down the street because there was a coup last night. I don't want to go to something like that.
Right.
And I don't want to call out any countries because they could say that about us too because, some people would be flying to Washington back in January and then all of a sudden you got Donald Trump and all these ignorant people out there talking about, they were stealing the vote and all this stuff and they're trying to do a coup here. So, thank God for Mike Pence. He said, no, he's just going to certify the vote. That's all his job was. They wanted him to throw him out. And they wanted to hang him. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, I did want to say one of my favorite places, and I know, Kimberly, this is one of your favorite places, too, Virgin Islands. We didn't mention Virgin Islands. Okay. I got to mention Cuba because somebody from Cuba said, hey, Mike, what about Cuba? They looked at the promo for today's show, and I know they're listening. So I'm going to tell you right now, I do want to go to Cuba. My mother used to live in Cuba. She worked in Cuba when she was with the Salvation Army years ago. I don't know, about 50 or 60 years ago. Travel to Cuba for tourist activities remain prohibited by statute. However, the Department of Treasury has issued general licenses of 12 categories. So if you meet one of these categories, you can go. For family, if you have family there, official business of the U.S. government or foreign government or government in organizations, if you're a journalist, if you're doing research, if you are educator, or if you have a religious activities, public performances, clinics, workshops, that's a lot, athletic and other competitions, exhibitions. Okay, I guess we can go because I just read it and there's a couple of categories I fall into here. So, yes, you can go to Cuba. So let's put Cuba on the let's go list here. I would love to go to Cuba. And I think I right off the bat, I think I can go for family visits because I know there are a lot of Vantools in Cuba. So, and I have connected with quite a few on Facebook. So let me tell you, Vantool family, eventually, yes, I'm going to make it to Cuba. And our family is very familiar with it. My mother, Major Eloise Vantool from the Salvation Army, used to live and work in Cuba. So we are on the way. It's a beautiful place. I've seen the pictures. It's only 90 miles south of Florida. Isn't that something? 90 miles south of Florida. That's how close it is. And they still, because the U.S. has it's a communist government and the U.S. has not, you know, no formal relations for decades now. The cars that we left there with back then when Castro came to power, those cars are still there. Those 1952 Chevys and Chevrolets and Ford cars, they're still rolling around. They still repair and fix those cars. And so you're driving around and you see all these antique, unique cars from back in the 50s and 60s. They're still there. Mm-hmm. What a scene that's got to be. I would love to go there. So, yes, got to get to Cuba for sure. All right. Let's start wrapping things up. There's two organizations. Oh, I want to say I had a great time yesterday. Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick and her Wayne County Youth Commission team of young people had their Tigers Day at the stadium. We had a suite there, and we had a great time. The Tigers won and everything. It didn't rain. So we had a great time at Tiger Stadium, Comerica Park yesterday, watching the Tigers win at a baseball game. I think it was 3-0. So that was great.
Yesterday at the Moody City cleanup down there at out of drive, you know, commissioner, candidate for commissioner of Wayne County, Andre Oden had a, was out. We were out yesterday at the Moody City cleanup. We had about 6-7 neighborhoods in that district that he's running for. And I happened to see Monique walk up, and it was Mary Cavanaugh out there. Hugh Steele was out there. A lot of candidates were out there yesterday in the city of Detroit, and we made some really good grounds, and we cleaned up all over District 6 yesterday. When I tell you my allergies, because I was saying I had an allergy attack, but it happened in the middle of the night because I had been around all that, you know, weeds and pollen
and catches up.
Stuff. But we saw it, and it was beautiful. And then we ended up going downtown to support the rally for women's rights with the Roe versus Wade, and as soon as we were pulling up Woodward to go out to meet up at the plaza, here comes the protesters. And when I tell you, it was phenomenal. And then you have another group of protesters on the other side of the street. I think they call the Israelites, and they were it was something to see. Thousands of protesters yesterday turned out for the Roe versus Wade repeal, and it was just. It was something. We rolled right straight into it. So yesterday was very eventful, very, very eventful.
And it was around the country. I saw tens of thousands of people marching across the country. Mm-hmm. And I hope that this turns into a Democratic wave and that we put more Democrats in power in Congress this year and stop letting these Republicans on these wedge issues. The issues of hate and division divide us when we have more in common than we have that separates us. Yes. So I thought that was great. And yes, I've been out about 3 or 4 times this summer already, this spring already, picking up trash with the War on Trash and Motor City Makeover. Great. Thanks for adding that, Henrietta. I know you are always right out there in the fight for what's right. Two organizations I want to mention before we go off the air this morning, Franklin Wright Settlements. I'm looking forward to getting back and making my regular visits every week or two down to see what's going on at Franklin Wright. Kimberly, I'm one of those, just like you, I'm one of those people, a board member that likes to be involved and be around. It's not just for show.
Absolutely.
You know, some people get on some of these nonprofit boards just for show, and they won't show up unless the cameras are there. So it could, they do it to add it to their resume and all that stuff. They know who I'm talking about. You know, some people are on these boards just for show, but what we are, we're committed to what we're doing. We're committed to the work of Franklin Wright Settlements because it makes a difference for people. And if you are in a situation, and if you're in need, let me tell you, an organization like Franklin Wright is a lifesaver. It saves your life because, you know, everybody can't afford to pay for all this stuff out here. You know, I feel sorry for some of these families who have a loved one that needs that has some mental issues because do you know how expensive it is to get a psychiatrist? Do you know how expensive it is to go into some of these treatment programs? It's unbelievable.
Right.
You're talking about thousands of dollars every week or two. To get help for, you know, if you have a loved one with mental illness. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Franklin Wright has counselors. Franklin Wright has, they have a pantry there that you can go and get clothing. And they have programs. Yes. Heat and warmth fund to help with your heating bills and all that. So let me give you the number for Franklin Wright, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. And then LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan, I just started volunteering with them. We are getting ready to let Michigan know that LLS is here, that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is here to help people with those with blood diseases. And if you want to find out more about the blood diseases that are affecting our community, go to lls.org. Real simple, real easy, lls.org. And I'm glad to be a part of LLS as of this year, just signed on with them, and I'm really excited about that. All right. I want to thank you guys. Thank you for jumping on the line this morning. What a beautiful day it is. I really enjoyed today's program. We covered so much that I want to thank all of you today, and I just hope that you all have a great day. The listeners have a great day today, and God bless you all. So thanks for you know, getting up and adding to this great discussion this morning.
Thank you,
Michael.
Have a great Sunday.
Have a great
all right.
Day.
Thank you. Have a good day, all. See you next time, next
God
Sunday
bless.
Morning at 9 o'clock. Okay, then.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
it's gonna be alright. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky.
Oh, no, I'm clear. Everybody-